This is your boy Opti, your favorite e-girl and influencer now, apparently, considering what Tucson is calling me this weekend. So I got to be a little more professional today. We are at block height 758,409. Now, I'm just fucking kidding with you guys. We ain't going to do that. We are at Moscow time of 5,224. The Bitcoin price is 19,144. I don't believe we have a sponsor anymore because I'm not paying me and Wine to do this dumb shit. So it's still on our screen. But Wine.
I can do a sponsorship read if you want this week.
Okay, I guess. Do one. Do you have one prepared? No, he doesn't, but that's the point.
Do you guys love the blockchain? Do you want to tokenize everything? NFTs, DeFi, ICOs? Well, we have the perfect YouTube channel, and it's not Simply Bitcoin, so don't go there for that.
That was a good one.
You got nervous, huh?
No, I know your jokes. That was a good one.
Okay.
On that note, Wine is becoming an influencer's influencer. If you guys are on YouTube, you guys can see one of Wine's memes. It got 500 likes. Wow, amazing.
Bro, I'd be like the producers that just like make the fire beats that nobody heard of, you know?
Yeah, yo, I ain't a rapper, though. I'm just a producer, though. But as you guys can see, we are seemingly in the depths of the bear markets. And on that note, Wine has figured out how to tap into engagement whoring on Twitter. He's got the algos, everyone. He's got the algos. So we had literally nothing planned for you guys today. But we figured the people wanted us to get highly regarded on this podcast. So we're giving you guys what you want. But if you're on YouTube, you should be seeing this Bitcoin Kindergarten post that Wine did. What is this? This morning, 11:30.
Damn, 115 replies.
Yeah, amazing.
Somehow reeled in the whole circle jerk. We got Preston Pitt answering.
Let's go.
We got Lawrence Leppard. I don't know who else there was in there, but we got them all in there.
Everyone felt
that they needed to voice their opinion.
Yes. Anyways, guys, for those listening to the audio, the tweet is in all caps because obviously this is very important. What were the most obvious top signals this cycle? So I think this is what we're just going to riff and shoot the shit on top signals today. But of course, guys, if you guys want to participate in the conversation, request and we will get you up on the stage and we can get into this. But Wine, you did send a few to me in the DMs. Should we start there? Should I just scroll down and pick some good ones? Actually, I know where we'll start. Let me see if I can find mine because I feel like that's a good place to start on this one, considering it is our show. Diogenes says, I am the sponsor now. Let's go.
Diogenes really knows how to use that QR code.
Yes, he does. Okay, so I found my comment. And we were talking about this, me, Wine, and Rope were actually talking about this, I think like 2 weeks ago on Kindergarten After Hours show, the after party, which we'll see if I continue doing that because I think your boy needs some sleep tonight. But anyways, we were joking in here. I won't name names, but one of them was talking about getting over leveraged and being a degenerate and taking out a loan on their Bitcoin, considering we might be at the bottom. I'm not going to say names, but it wasn't Rope. And we were just saying, what were the top signals then? And now Wine has done his job as a tweeter influencer. And we got all of Bitcoin Twitter to comment. But my comment was, and this is a story I was telling people, is my top signal, and I think this is going to be my top signal for next cycle, is when I start doing the math on my net worth at all-time high and telling all my friends that I'm rich, bitch. I should have known then when I was going around telling people that I was fucking over the moon, rich as fuck, and that they should be buying Bitcoin because I'm in the perfect example of what it means to be a Bitcoiner. So the lesson personally for the next cycle is when you feel like this meme, the Dave Chappelle I'm rich bitch meme, maybe consider it being the top. Maybe by the end of this show, we will talk about different things to do so that you don't go unironically on zero fiat and wreck yourself during this, the next bear cycle. Anyways, Wine, do you remember yours?
I want to add on to that story because early 2021, when we were starting the bear market and breaking the 20K all-time high, I took off. I went to Colombia. It was like the peak of COVID. People weren't traveling. And we hit 30K while I was there. And I had all my normie friends like texting me like, bro, like how rich are you? And all this shit. And I was just like staying humble, sending pictures of like freaking 50 cent empanadas. I'm like, this is lunch, guys. You know, like they're like, go buy a nice fish, like buy something nice for yourself, treat yourself. I'm like, no, like the job's not finished. But then that was 30K Wine. We had 60K Wine just following the same path as you, doing calculations in his head and basically seeing what my net worth was compared to other people in my age bracket and all this shit. Obviously not a good idea.
Yeah, but, yeah. Wine, hold on. Before we go more, that is definitely the top signal. When you start doing the calculations of your net worth compared to your age bracket, I was looking at
net worth by age brackets, and then I was also like, yo, sitting at tables with my friends, and I was like, damn, all these motherfuckers have fiat jobs, and like I'm probably worth all of them combined, and like, I don't fucking do shit. Like fuck all you guys.
Yeah, that is definitely the top signal, guys. As you can tell, the meme "Stay humble, stack sets" definitely is a solid meme. But it reminded me—I was about to say this in the beginning, but I said I was going to save this for the show. It reminds me of one of my favorite Bitcoiners, Pierre Rochard. He said basically the same thing. He's like, yeah, man, when we broke 20K, I could have swore that we were going to the super cycle. I think I could have swore we're going to 100K. And I think it's just like fitting as a Bitcoiner. You get so caught up on all the Bitcoin Twitter nuance that once you start pumping, you're just like, man, we are never coming back down to these prices. This is the last time you're going to buy Bitcoin. Buckle up. The rocket ship is coming. And I'm not going to lie, I know for a fact I am going to get lost in the dopamine once we start pumping again, because this cycle is going to be absolutely bananas, and you guys can't convince me otherwise. So I think when we start doing our net worth and it starts blowing our minds away, even though, caveat, we did all lose our Bitcoin in a computer accident. I wrecked myself, don't know how Bitcoin works, didn't back up my seeds, but I will do the fictitious calculation based on what I should be owning, and I will consider myself rich. And that's when I know that maybe we are at the tops. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but those are some top signals.
The thing is with this last bull run is the tops are glorious because of the whole I told you so moments. Like, that's really what I live for. And this time around, like, you know, there was never a plan to sell any Bitcoin. There never is. I mean, obviously, going through it again this whole time, you always like look back and you think about, damn, like it was so obvious. Or you also just think like, fuck, you're getting all this crazy FOMO. The price is going up. Like, we're going to fucking 300K by conference day, and we're at like 40. I need to buy as much Bitcoin as possible. You know, like, that's what bull markets will do to you, man. It really messes with your heads. But yeah, I mean, let's get into the nitty gritty.
Hold on, Wine. Before we get into it, one more story. Remember you and I buying tops as historical timestamps, and we were literally doing like 69 420 limit orders above all-time high price just so that we can say we bought Bitcoin at that price. I vividly remember doing that. I don't regret it either, but it was hilarious.
I called that moment "Stack to the Future," and it was basically you're buying the historical top. Like, when the first time we passed 42 or 420.69, we barely hung out there. Like, Elon decided he wanted to buy Bitcoin, which we'll get into, I'm sure, later today, and we zoomed right past 420.69, and I was freaking pissed. I had a buy order waiting at that number for like months, and it wasn't touching it. Like, we kept going up, and I just thought, like, we're never going to see that price again. So yeah, man, you got to capture those good numbers. You got to capture the tops, and it's important to buy the tops because you got to tell the normies, like, yo, I don't care what the price is I'm buying. I bought at 60, I bought at 15, I bought at whatever, you know, it doesn't matter.
I mean, but we got to also kind of touch on the fact that we got blue balled by China around 69K. So, you know, the China ban blue balled us and wrecked this cycle around. But hey, when we
pumped, wasn't that the first time around?
I don't remember. It's all a blur. But yeah, maybe.
Because we had like two pumps, basically. There was a retrace back to 30, and then we went all the way back up to 69. And then here we are.
And here we are. Anyways, let's get into the next top signal. I have it on the screen for the YouTubers, and it's simply a meme. It's a GIF. It's Winnekis Island Boys. So, will you want to recap for a moment before we get into all these other spicy answers around here?
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make it. Oh, I'm an island boy. Yeah, dude. I mean, the island boys, it wasn't really anything Bitcoin related, but then people were paying them to shill fucking cryptos and Bitcoin and stuff like that. I remember there was a Bitcoin song they made, like 100K, 100K. I'm like, oh shit, let's go. This song kind of slapped.
What's that website again? What's the website where you pay people to do the songs and shout outs?
I think Cameo.
Oh, yeah, it was Cameo for sure. The 100K Island Boy cameo.
100K. 100? Yeah, we could probably pay them like freaking $2 to do something for us.
Are they even relevant anymore? I think they're irrelevant. Completely irrelevant.
Look at me. I'm the new Island Boys now.
Yes, always has been. Always has been. All right, Wine. Do you want me just to scroll through these comments, or do you have a few in our DMs? So
I have one in our DMs, which was a very, very, it wasn't obvious at the time, but I'm not going to name names, but Matt Odell saying like, and I love Matt. Matt, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah,
we love you, Matt. 300K to conference day. I couldn't agree anymore. I was like, that's bearish. Matt was calling everyone a bear. Like, I remember he was on, I think it was like BTC sessions or something. He was calling people bears. He was calling Tina a bear. And pretty much the top signal there is Matt Odell was not staying humble.
Yes. I guess that's so, the next top signal. It's the next top
signal. If Matt Odell can't stay humble, then you know something's up.
All right. So we have three solid top signals. When you are calculating your net worth based on your age group is one. When you see obscure, flash of the pan, I guess, quote unquote, pop stars singing Bitcoin songs, that is another one. And I think the third one might be the pinnacle of top signal is when Matt Odell doesn't stay humble. So I think
I got a poll that we need to make. Okay. Can you put up a poll saying, will Matt Odell stay humble the next bull run?
Okay, on it right now. They can see it live. All right, Wine, bring up another one while I do this.
Well, one of the more humorous ones was obviously during the last bull run, we had a lot of bots sliding into the DMs of the Asian persuasion, and they were asking everyone how their trade was going. And obviously our trades were going very well, and they wanted to get a part of it. So I mean, that was clearly like a top signal at the time. I don't know. My DMs are kind of dry lately. All I get is memes from Rope.
I definitely get some weird DMs now.
Yeah, they're like weird NFT, like scammy crypto garbage, but no hot Asian.
No bots. Hot Asians in the DMs. All right. Yo,
hot Asian bots. My DMs are open.
Hey, how about actually hot Asians? My DMs are open.
Are you coming with me to Vietnam next year or what?
Oh, snaps. We're making plans live over here.
That's bear market territory. You have to go to Vietnam.
Mr. Robot says unvaxxed sperm was top signal. All right, hold on, Wine. I have your meme over here. Unvaxxed
sperm still hasn't even gone through
a bullet. Unvaxxed sperm is the next Bitcoin.
The halving hasn't even came yet. Like, the scarcity of unvaxxed sperm is about to be realized.
Yo, that's dang. That's too real. We got a little too real there, Wine. A little too real there.
Yeah.
We're supposed that's to good. We're supposed to be highly regarded, not doom and gloomers.
Sorry.
All right, so if you're on the YouTube, you can see we got Winekus DMs of how your trade going with the cute little Asian girl. Good time.
Would you?
Would I? Duh.
I'm just testing you.
Hey, okay. Here, let's see this one. Diddy, I like this one. Diddy's over here. He says, top signal, Fed banned stock trading, restricts other investing activities by top officials. Yes, that was Diogenes Dark. Lol, someone is going to get halved. Yikes. Okay, Wine, what is your next one find some funny ones?
I mean, a lot of people, the obvious shit is like NFTs, right? Like,
yeah, there's one right here. NFTs in the multi-million dollar range.
Everyone's talking about NFTs. It's literally a fucking picture with a claim to it. Like, big fucking deal. Wait,
do we have, we got Preston Pish in here somewhere, and his was a good comment about NFTs. Let's see if I can find it real. Actually, the Bretton Woods one was pretty savage. It's on YouTube. Oh, yeah. It's on YouTube.
Dude, that was like that November 11th, 2021, Nat Brunel A50 course. That was like legit the top. Like, that's like 69K.
With five.
So I hope those girls, as Nico says, you have to pay your cost of tuition, right? I hope that their tuition was actually worth it and they stuck around, because we really do need more women in Bitcoin.
Yeah, where's Sean Harris when you need him?
It's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with.
They're demons. This message brought to you by Simply Bitcoin.
Dude, Preston, wait. Look, whoever's seeing this on the YouTube stream, if they're not seeing it, Preston Pish replied to us, and he low-key ratioed us.
Oh, wow, he did, of course. All right, well, I have it for the YouTube, for those watching on YouTube. So, again, the question is, what were the most obvious top signals? Preston Pish, obviously, you guys should know Preston Pish's. But he says, people paying 6 and 7 figures for JPEGs that look like they were from an 8-bit video game, and then having them blown up into 120-inch pictures to hang behind themselves to flex during interviews. Yeah, that was a good top signal. Or we got Lawrence Apart in here saying NFTs as well. What's the Logan Paul thing where he spent, I don't know, like $600,000 plus on an NFT and now it's worth like $10 or something. And there's like a video of him going around.
I'm sure there's like so many stories of that, but I feel like half the NFT stuff was all just manipulated, like wash trading crap, you know?
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. So who knows if they were actually worth 600K at one point or not.
Ooh, we got a bottom is far from in my opinion. ETH is incredibly overvalued still.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. People like playing stupid games.
I mean, we got a pretty obvious one that I'm sure has happened to many people here, but Skeef mentioned someone I've been trying to get to buy Bitcoin since it was 3,000 bought at 65K. Oh, yeah,
that's a good one.
And I mean, I have so many stories of the similar thing, like telling people to buy since it was 3K in the bottoms of 2019. And then, of course, you have people buying at like 50, 60K, and then they're like telling you, bro, I'm down freaking 50%. I'm down. I'm like, yep. Like, that's how it works.
Yeah. I can't remember, considering I don't have the best short-term memory, but I am pretty sure I showed it at 69K to multiple friends, and it worked out for a little bit, or like at least 30 to 60K, and now I don't know if they are still holding it, but if you are, shouts out to you. You're the real MVP. But I have Skeef's comment over here, and again, he said, someone I've been trying to get to buy since 3,000 bought at 65K. And Wine so responds, classic FOMOer.
It's like, It's so weird too, because now that the price is significantly lower than when the excitement was there at 60K, like they won't buy it, you know?
Yeah, the human psychology of Bitcoin is hilarious. I mean, I can't even blame them. I can't blame them because, like, I stack as hard as I can when it dumps. But when it starts pumping, dude, there's, like, a whole new level of FOMO. I'm like, it's never coming down. It's never going to get this. It's never going to be this cheap. I need to buy it now. It's amazing. All right. Diogenes says, whatever make them buy 65K, they need to earn their stripes. Let's go. Okay, there was a good one in here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Let's see. Let me see.
I mean, I saw one from Gigglesmer.
Okay. Let me see if I can find that one.
He put up a picture of Dieter's TA.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
It was Dieter's TA saying he was bullish on ETH and, like, putting charts. Dieter bullish on ETH was the obvious bottom signal.
And then Dieter responds, price actually went to 0.086. Thank you.
Yeah, when you get all these, like, flippening talks, like, yeah, I think those are some solid top signals as well.
Yeah, the flippening. Yeah, that's definitely a good top. Oh, my God. Wow, dude, we're giving a... this one, Fartface 2K. It's Dow telling Bitcoin Tina he wasn't bullish enough. Let's go. How about this one? Dude, go on.
I'm just reminiscing about our episodes during the last bull run, and literally after every episode
we were doing over-unders,
the over-under portion, and we would shoot it up by, like, increments of 5 to 10K. It was like 30K, and then we're like, all right, 42K by next episode, and everyone's like, over.
Yo, someone that doesn't have anything going on except for memeing, can we get a recap of the over unders and just, like, back to back? Wine, maybe that's your job. Just back to back of all the over under calls. Yo,
those times will come again.
I know. We're definitely gonna bring back over. Remember when it started dumping and we started doing over under and people would do under and we're like, no, you're a gay bear. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, get him out of here. Boo.
Minnesota HODL.
Wow. He should be here gloating. Why is his account still nuked?
A lot of people mentioned in the comments Pomp's Bitcoin Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Which was also, like, at the very top when he announced that. And I don't even understand what he was doing. Like, I don't think you could even buy pizza.
No, it was a completely fiat company, and he was just putting, like, Bitcoin in the name.
Like, putting pizza in Bitcoin pizza boxes with, and there was no Bitcoin transaction involved whatsoever.
It sounds like a lucrative shitcoin.
Yo, Pom, if you listen to this, honestly, go fuck yourself.
Motherfucking
box.
Don't need that shit, bro.
Oh, Mr. Robot says the box had Bitcoin on it. Amazing. Diogenes has another great comment in the YouTube chat. He says, top signal is you can't say Bitcoin because every midwit wants to sell you their shitcoin. Yes, that's a good top signal. Another one, I got our boy Dennis58K. He was in here for a while and we were giving him shit. He's an OG kindergarten friend. And we kept giving him shit about 58K. And he goes, when everyone kept complaining about 58K the second time. Oh, my God. He goes, it was really the perfect indicator. Why are we stuck at 58K again? We all agree it should be at 100K. Yeah, man. That was a funny time.
This happened to me last cycle. And it once again happened to me this cycle where we hit like 20K last cycle. And then it just had like an immediate dip down, and at like 15-14K I was like, bro, it's so cheap, like, look at this discount. Obviously bought some there and it went down to like 3, and this time around it went to like 69, and then when we were at like 58-50 I was like, dude, it's so cheap, you know, it's not 60 anymore. Fuck.
Yeah. Great times. How about this, Steven Lubka's comment? 2017 dead shitcoins rallying always is the top. That's actually
couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe some of the shit coins that I was buying, like, actually recovered to their fiat price.
Okay. I literally don't know what shit coins are still around, but I'm sure some of these zombie coins. You know, it's also, it's not on here, but you know, it's also going to be a good top signal is when Dogecoin starts pumping again and people are saying Doge to the moon. And I don't know if you guys have ever looked at the Dogecoin chart. Maybe I can pull it up real quick so I can see it. See if it's still following that pattern.
I don't know if Dogecoin will pump again, but this last pump was absolutely epic. Beyond proportions. I was getting text messages nonstop from people. I've been trying to get them to buy Bitcoin for years, and all they were asking me about was Doge. All they bought was Doge. They got their parents to buy Doge. They were waiting for Elon Musk to appear on SNL. Like, the Doge mania this time around was absolutely nuts. And then obviously some more doggy coins got created out of that fiasco. We have Shiba Inu, which could be like the next thing. I'm not telling you to buy it now. That's not what I meant. Wow.
Why am I telling you to buy Shiba Inu
but on Bitcoin Kindergarten? But I'm extremely bullish on Shiba Inu.
Oh my God. Wow, dude. Dogecoin number go up in dollar terms. Amazing.
I've had people telling me I'm a freaking idiot because of Bitcoin, like, well, when we were well below 10K, like the whole grind up this last time. And then they're coming around and trying to teach me how things work and are buying fucking Dogecoin. Man.
Wow, this Dogecoin chart.
That was a top. That was like the top of all tops.
This Dogecoin chart in Bitcoin terms is so brutal. Tucson, jump in. Your hand's up.
I got interviewed by the local news to talk about Dogecoin. And that was definitely a top signal.
Lol. Amazing. What did you say?
I pretty much said it was a shit coin. I talked about why Bitcoin is important, talked about the financial enslavement going on right now and just how screwed up the Federal Reserve was. It was a 20-minute interview, and they cut, I got about 15 to 30 seconds on the news saying essentially that when Bitcoin dumps, all the shit coins dump way harder. That was it.
Beautiful. Hold on. I don't know what sound I should play for this, but
it's going up forever.
Oh wait, wrong one. But we got yellow in the chat. In the YouTube chat.
Speaking of yellow.
And he says that December 23rd, the new bull cycle starts. Will the prophecy come through? He's been hosting Don't Stop Believing spaces for, I don't know what, hundreds of days now consistently.
It might be a full year, which in the replies to our question, we did have Coinbits who has came into the meme game strong.
That was their
top signal. It was yellow. It was yellow's initial tweet saying, "I will be doing a spaces until 100K, until 100K." And obviously, he didn't realize that he had a year and possibly more of work cut out for him.
11 months going for 12. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. There we go. I got it for you guys. It was pretty funny. I jumped in the Don't Stop 3 days before the top. So I jumped in one of Yellow's Don't Stop Believing spaces probably like a few weeks back. And that's like, I'm pretty sure that was the day he realized that he basically started the space at the all-time high. And he was sitting there like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you can hear the pain in his voice, but also it's like, you can't take yourself so seriously. And he was like, yes, I will do this till the next top. So
I wonder if he's got it automated at this point.
He just records himself before so he could go to bed.
Right. If there's one thing that you learned about Yellow this last cycle is that he'll never break a promise. The polyester polypoponous family, they don't break their promises.
They do not break their promises. That is true. That is true. That guy, that's called commitment. He said, Yellow said, no, you stupid Weinekes.
It really do be him though.
Oh, wait. I think he's talking to Opti's DMs with Kate Pauls. Is this live? This is not live.
No, No, I asked if it's automated.
Oh, okay. No, you stupid Winekiss. It's not automated.
Yeah, man.
He does that in real time.
Dude, like, after seeing all these top signals, the thing is, dude, is we're going to fall for it again next time.
Oh, I know. That's the best part. Literally, that is the best part. I'm almost convinced. Like, I tell you guys all the time. I know for a fact, once we start pumping, I am going to be like the craziest. I'm going to be the one trying to keep level headed, but like every other day, just be like, we're going to the moon. Like what we did on the over under. It's like, oh, today we're at 30K. All right. So by next week, are we going to be at 40K and just continue to pump the numbers up by 10K, 20K until I get wrecked again. I know it's going to happen. This is why I'm preparing myself. This is why we're trying to get top signals now. So we are prepared for this.
I mean, I'm definitely going to be saying, you fucking idiots, I told you, like, you should have listened to me next time around. But I remember also, like, this was in the very beginning, like, 2020s, when things just started. You know, we haven't broken all-time highs yet, the 20K all-time high. And I'm, like, playing golf with my friends, and one of them's like, oh, I just saw an article from some bank or some shit, Fidelity, I don't know which one, it was like, they predict Bitcoin's going to go to like 60K this year or like this cycle or whatever. And then I was like, dude, 60K, fucking like 300K. They're being retarded as hell. Well, you guys better get your hands on some. But hey,
well,
I guess they were right.
On that point, here's a pretty good comment. What are the most obvious top signal? And this is Digit Sovereign on Twitter, and he goes, the moment when your parents think it's a smart time to get involved. It's dude, so true.
But I know so many parents that got in once Michael Saylor went on Tucker, because that's like,
oh, that media. That was another one. Someone said Tucker or Saylor on Tucker was a top signal. Let me see if I can find
that
it.
That was also like at 62K or something. So, yeah, like some boomers need to hear it from Tucker to feel confident, and the ones that did are kind of wrecked right now.
Kind of. Only a little. Only if you sell. You're only wrecked if you sell your Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But why?
We're never selling.
Are you considering, we know that we're going to be FOMOing, does this mean you're going to turn into Wine the Trader Boy on Twitter? Win well, Clemente Trading Group.
I don't have the guts for that. Like, it's too unpredictable, you know? Like, I remember last time around, like, I'm looking at all these shit coins, kind of like how Steven Zambara, Steven Lupka said. He's like, the 2017 coins that, like, pumped back up to their all-time highs in fiat terms. I was looking at that shit, too, and I was, like, talking to all my friends, I'm sure you included, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Like, these coins are fucking pumping, like, this is not a good sign, you know, and we're like at 40, we still haven't hit 60K, and people are like, no, you know what, the Fed, they're printing money, inflation, like, there's no like proper price signals anymore, like, that's how shit's gonna cost now, you know. And I was kind of bought into that whole narrative.
You reminded me of a story I wanted to bring up during the Dogecoin talk we just had a moment ago, and it's pretty similar considering we were talking about 2017, dead 2017 coins getting revived. I have a friend, I wonder if he still has these bags, but he bought Doge at like a stupid low price. I don't know how much money he put in. He put in like $800 or something, like something minor, maybe like a few thousand. And he had a Doge bag that got up to like 800K or some shit in fiat terms. And I'm telling him, I'm like, bro, like, you need to dump this shit instantly. Like, you need to fucking dump this as fast as you can into Bitcoin. And I'm pretty sure that was around the time that Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live. He's like, no, dude, Elon's going to be on Saturday Night Live tomorrow. Like, why would I dump this? I was just like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? I'm pretty sure he held that all the way down. And let's see. What was the top? November,
and like mid-November, end of November was like...
Is it 2021 or 2022?
2021.
Oh my God.
Bro, we're in November. We're not even in November 2022.
High functional dumb.
Yo, a lot of people in these replies also are mentioning Luna. Like, that's a whole nother thing with the Novogratz tattoo, all that shit.
Oh my God.
One guy here, Marty's on Stack Chain at Hash Puppy, says people were buying tungsten cubes.
Oh my goodness, the tungsten cube.
Tungsten. That's a Nick Carter shitcoin
phenomenon right there. Who could have saw that coming? Could have saw that coming. Oh my goodness. Anyways, like, we got a few comments in the YouTube chat. They're pretty good. Diogenes goes, some say Bitcoin tops will help you change your life. I say Bitcoin tops will help you change your wife. Okay, then we got Opti's DMs with Kate Pauls.
Who is that?
I know who it is.
Okay, I know. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants to get docked, but he knows that I know who he is, and he's not.
I feel like I know who that is.
He's not very secretive about
it. Does he make highly regarded memes?
He makes highly regarded cat memes.
Yes, okay. I know who that is.
Okay, Opti's DM.
I can sense his style from out here.
Yeah, Opti's. Have you been seeing his names on Simply Bitcoin? He's been killing me.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was you at one point.
Yeah, I'm memeing myself from a different account now. yeah, those have been good. Those have been good. You've been killing me. He goes, never orange pill in bull markets. Orange, always orange pill in bear markets. Then rub it in their faces when they don't buy. Shame will make them buy. Sounds like Weinikus.
Somebody says people like Scott Melker gaining an audience.
I don't know who that is.
That's like the wolf of whatever his name. I don't even want to give
of all, give him air. Yeah, that, give him that air dork. Yeah. Yeah, imagine. Remember him dunking on Bitcoiners? Like, you guys are stupid. These shitcoins are going to flip in Bitcoin. Like, imagine holding Bitcoin right now.
It's crazy. Like, even after all of this, I don't care what anyone has to say. We're so fucking right. It's
amazing.
It's amazing. Right? There's no way we're wrong. There's absolutely zero chance we're wrong.
Zero chance.
Is this a top signal, Opti, me saying this?
It's a bottom signal. Wait, are we going to dump more? Oh, shit.
That was a question I had in store for you today. Is like, the top signals are obvious looking back on them. What are the bottom signals? You know, it doesn't really feel like we have any yet.
I mean,
obviously these like crazy liquidations, this Celsius garbage, like.
I don't know. Look, I see people on Twitter. I have a friend that I respect, and he follows the macro really well. It is not, it's not one of these young trader boy macro boys. But he is convinced that we haven't seen the bottom yet, considering all the crazy stuff we're about to see in the macro environment, you know, like Europe going into a cold winter, the prices of energy probably going to skyrocket going into winter. And he's like, he takes the other side of the coin, and we balance each other out really well. And I stay bull-tarded. I'm always like, yep, this is the bottom. Like, it really feels to me that we have bottomed out right now, that we, you know, we're about to start pumping here in the next couple of weeks and months is how I'm viewing the market right now. If it drops out a little more, then so be it. Hopefully I'll be able to stack some more sats. But he's convinced the price is going down. And I'm kind of convinced, like, we're going to go sideways and then start pumping. So I really feel that we are hitting bottoms to an extent. I mean, the whole world, all the legacy financial markets are blowing up. Energy markets are blowing up. They're probably stronger than ever in terms of price. The dollar's stronger than ever. Every other currency in the world is getting fucking wrecked. Bitcoin has the best inflation rate. Treasury bonds are fucking blowing up, and Bitcoin is still above the 2017 all-time high. In my opinion, it's still holding pretty damn strong. So it does seem like we're on the bottom. Tell me what.
The thing that I really learned this last time around is nobody knows what the fuck is going to happen. Like, making price predictions and putting a timestamp on them is, I mean, like,
that's our job though, Wine. We're going to give them over and under when we start pumping again.
We'll give them the over under, but you know, every single person was wrong on the way up. And there's so many people now saying 12K, 15K, 17K, we're going to dump at the end of the year and pump back up. Like, dude, who the fuck knows, right? This is why we say DCA and chill.
DCA and chill. We have a good comment here on Twitter. I have it up on the YouTube, and I think it's kind of fitting. You know, we don't say history repeats, it rhymes, but he goes, the time it occurred in the four-year cycle, holding to past estimations and confirmations. I think he's kind of right on this one. Is Bitcoin continuously going to go work in these cycles? Who the hell knows? I'm kind of with Jimbo out there on Twitter. Super cycle confirmed.
Bro, Jimbo was calling for like 10 million.
Let's go, dude. Super cycle confirmed. Super cycle confirmed. All right, I love that comment. But yeah, I mean, hey, I saw one of these charts, BTC charts, the other day, and it did look like Bitcoin train is perfectly on time considering other cycles. And if this is true, then the next year or so going into 2024, it's going to be a fun time for us Bitcoiners sitting here at the front seat. Anyways, we got some good comments in the YouTube chat. Let me cover some of them before they get lost. We got Rope saying, when the newbie chart boys start flexing new Audis, cough, Clemente, cough. Let's go. The next one.
Bro, the chart boys, man. The chart boys.
We're going to get caught up in the chart. We're all caught up in the chart boys are now. Yo, right now. It's just macro charts. Willie Wu's going
to come back around. I was listening to, bro, this is how you know I was also like in the thick of the bull market. I was actually listening to Peter McCormick's podcast with Willie Wu on as a guest. And he was just saying like 100K is the absolute conservative outlook on the top this next cycle.
Amazing.
So yeah, if you're listening to Peter McCormick podcast, maybe it's the bull market.
Let's go. Okay. Mr. Robot says Bitcoiners and Alex Jones are usually right. Amazing what they're doing to Alex Jones right now, but that's for a different conversation. Yellow goes, Opti respects only one of his friends. You heard it here first. Hold on, I got one for you.
Bruh. Perfect.
Hold on. Oh, I can get
perfect.
And then
you are fake news.
Okay, Opti's DMs with Kate Pauls. Is Nico his boss or friend? Partner. He's my sugar daddy. Okay.
Partner sounds kind of gay, honestly.
Well, I don't know if you know. He's my life partner.
Breaking news?
Breaking.
Is Simply Bitcoin about to have a new breaking news tweet this next
dude
hour or what?
Yes. I'll get it in for you guys.
Opti and Nico, partner.
Partner, business partner. Does it sound better for you?
Socio.
Let's see. I think we're cut the day. Opti's DMs with K-pop. Simply Bitcoin, more like simply gay. Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right. I get it. I need to be clear with my words. Business partner. Diogenes.
Hey, Diogenes. I will ban you.
Let's go.
You see the little wrench next to my name?
Opti is the little spoon. Yellow, simply hey. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me see. Look, we got apparently a screenshot of Reese Witherspoon on Twitter. Just bought my first ETH. Let's do this, crypto Twitter. So
let's go.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. The first one, American HODL, do not open until 100K champagne. He was ready to pop. And Jason's William purchased at 69,420. Yes, we weren't the only ones purchasing at 69,420.
American HODL also sold his minivan at the top.
Legend.
Or more sats.
There, people are saying Zuck's sister's video, and there's a clip in here. I don't think I ever saw that, but
it's like a crypto pop song.
She's singing a song about crypto. Wow, I have it.
There was like some NGMI song too, or something, or like we're all gonna make it.
Yeah, we aren't all gonna make it. Tom Brady, yeah. And Elon Musk. That's a good one.
I think a top signals also is when all the shitcoiners start stealing like Bitcoiner memes and lingo.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, you got Tom Brady doing laser eyes and stuff.
Yeah, someone just said laser eyes. Did we start laser eyes at the top?
Nah, that was like early 2021, I think.
Oh my god. Amazing.
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 All right, let's see. Let me see.
Dude, that sounds like you.
Amazing.
It's amazing that I sound like
amazing.
That's Jesse Lee Peterson. It's not me. Let me see. We got some new ones. All right. I don't think we have some new ones, but we do have some charts. Guys, if you're in this space right now, everyone retweet this. Will Matt Odell stay humble this next bull run? We have no winning right now, 51%. There's only 31 votes, so we can't use these metrics officially, but we all know Matt's not going to stay humble. I think someone responded with, as long as Matt Odell is sober, he might stay humble. And yes, Yellow confirmed laser eyes was early, so before the top. Good stuff. Well, Juan, should we recap? Let's recap a little bit. What has been some of these top signals?
I wanted to point out my discovery from this morning that I showed you with that Kanye West song.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Perfect. Are we gonna get like copyright infringed right now for like playing 2 seconds of a perfect song?
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Go for it. Roll it.
Do down it.
Oh, not this song. All right, listen to the first 2 seconds of this next song.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
It literally perfect has our perfect thing.
Maybe I have his.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Part two on the life of Pablo, Kanye West. The first second of the song.
Hey, that's a slapper, though. That's a slapper. If I get bleach on my t-shirt. Oh, wait, is that the first version?
That's the first one. The second one is perfect.
The first one is, if I get bleach on my t-shirt,
yeah,
then I won't feel like an asshole. Y'all already know the vibes. I mean, should we get into that news? Are we a news show or just a highly regarded podcast anymore?
I mean,
we're whatever we want to be.
It seems like it's just both of us talking this time around. No one has it. Oh, Tucson has his hand up.
Let's go.
I have a proposed sponsor for you guys. I think.
Hold on.
Optimist.
Go on.
Hold on for what?
Go on.
Are you recording me now?
Go on.
I think Optimist.
Go on.
Go on. What's a sponsor?
I think Optimist's OnlyFans should be a sponsor.
I think you should sponsor my OnlyFans. Actually, speaking of sponsors, isn't Kaboom Rex going to sponsor my immersion oil bathtub sales? I need to get these bathtub water sales going, considering I'm an e-girl now. I'm your favorite e-girl. No, your second favorite e-girl.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a really funny gag. I dunk my machines in this oil, buy it.
Yeah, and then I sell them, and somehow they get herpes from drinking the bathtub water.
This sounds like a bottom signal to me.
Yeah, remember last time bottom signal, or was it the top? We were trying to get Jestifer to make an Only Toes Lightning Sats page.
It was feetforsats.com.
Feetforsats.com.
And my toes were on our Discord, and somebody did send me like 200 sats for it.
Yeah, someone said over here, Matt.
There is product market fit.
Yes, feet for sats. Someone said over here, I don't know if I can find it. He's like, top signal was when people were sending me $5 to $10 in sats for a tweet. So maybe sending Weinekes 2,000 or 200 sats for his feet.
I'm trying to derail the stack chain these days. Like, I think there's like a lot of mixed feelings with the stack chain thing going on. And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, like somebody bought Bitcoin once for like $5 and then The next person bought for six. It cascaded all the way to like, I don't know what it is now, at 3,000. I think Sailor bought. And then I don't know. There's like mixed feelings because it's like spamming Twitter. There's like KYC doxing and all this stuff. And I'm trying to derail it with a spaghetti chain. So it's basically the same thing as Stack Chain. Hear me out. This is the next big business idea. It's basically the same thing as Stack Chain, but you guys send me sats, and then I buy spaghetti.
You trying to get
the
fat?
Spaghetti chain.
You trying to get fat here, huh?
Sats for calves.
Yeah.
Listen, my life goal is to become like, just to make it off like an internet gimmick, you know? So I'm still looking for that idea.
Well, Wine, remember, dude, is your first billionaire fund still going? You guys only need to donate to Winicus one sat, and he only needs 1 billion people to do that, and he gets 1 billion sats.
Yeah, so all I need is one sat from, it's not even the whole world, it's just
1 billion people. It's not that
hear
much.
Hear me out, Opti. Hear me out. Let me give you the pitch. There's what, 8 billion people on the planet? There's about 5 billion with internet connection. I only need like 20% participation. If everyone just gave one sat to me, then I'd be the world's first crowdfunded Satoshi billionaire. And you know what?
Maybe some name. People. That's a catchy name, though, Wine. Say it again.
I will be the world's first crowdfunded Satoshi billionaire. It's for a good cause. The cause is obviously me. And instead of just giving one sat, you know, you can conquer entire regions of the world. Like, oh, I'm going to give Winicus 1 million sats and cover the capital of San Salvador, you know? You can actually take over cities and participate in this fund.
Take over cities in the metaverse. Amazing.
In the metaverse. It's the wineverse. It's
the wineverse.
Just one sat. One sat is less than a fraction of a penny. Like, it literally does no harm for you to send it my way. So, yeah.
Literally no harm. Okay, hold on. We got
as
a request.
Today, we're open for business.
We got a request over here. Wow. Oof. All right. We got two Tucson comments. And the first one is by Diogenes the Great. And he said, "Stop! Top signal last run was toxic airwaves."
Bruh.
Damn. Oof.
Big oof dot GIF.
Big oof. Tucson says 100.
Tucson run pulled us at the top.
Dude, Tucson freaking made out like a fat cat. Amazing. All right, this next one. All right, jump in. Tucson, is Tucson there? Do you see you?
Tucson has gotten better guests than us. And then he just dipped.
The top signal was getting a job.
Top signal was getting a job. Exactly. Okay, this next one. This is by Opti's DMs with Kate Pauls. He goes, Tucson needs the mic for 5 straight minutes of his normie voice. Give the animals what they want. Pause for sat, Opti. You owe me 69 sacks. Sned now. I think you're supposed to pay me for that. But anyways.
Opti's DMs and Cat Paws. Lightning Network simply works. Scan the QR code. Sned it.
Okay. Tucson, the people want your normie voice. I don't even know if I know what that is. I probably heard it before. Normie voice?
I'm not sure if I know what my normie voice is either.
Okay. Is that like the Eric Kayson, like, impersonation?
No idea.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. I've probably done that before, but I don't remember.
He's shy, guys.
He's being shy. Okay. Mr. Robot wants to know, Wine, do you still have the hammock fund? Is that still a thing?
I think the hammock fund is a subsidiary now of the $1 billion crowdfunded Satoshi billionaire fund. So, We'll join the two causes together.
Okay, beautiful. Opti's DMs with Kate Pauls. He says, the Bitcoin community isn't even 1 billion people, Wine. Response?
The Bitcoin community is not 1 billion people, but there is the buying power of a billion people.
That means we have to orange pill more people out there. We are actually, I think I saw a metric today. We're like, this is also Willy Woo metrics, but I think he said the Bitcoin community, based on some metrics and calculations and forecasts, is like 400 million. So we got a ways to go to 1 billion people, Wine.
This could be like the next world consensus. You know how like you have to say like, oh, I'm a male in this state and register me for the global consensus population. Like, this is the Bitcoin consensus, you know, like we'll know if you're a Bitcoiner if you send me a sap.
Wow. True gatekeeping.
This is how we get mass adoption, guys.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. So, Tucson, we got a clarification. Opti's DMs with Kate Paul says that Tucson did the normie voice at the mining conference on Simply. So I don't really remember it, but do you remember it? I think when you were snapping about stuff.
I think it was probably when I was talking about people being so worried about pumping their bags with, oh, we need regulation for Bitcoin price to go up and, you know, something like that.
Let's go. Okay.
Okay, guys. So here's the deal. This is how we win. So we need to go and make sure that Senator Karen is happy and give her all the regulations that she wants. And then everybody can buy Bitcoin on a KYC exchange, and we're going to have government run custodial wallets, and they can all give Winekiss one sat, and then Bitcoin's going to go to $1 million. And then we're all going to be rich.
Okay.
One sat to me is a vote for Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah. For the unnamed influencer that we will not say his name, if you do not, in the same vein as him, if you do not send Wine one sat for the crowdfunded Satoshi Billionaire Fund, then what do you say? You are bad for Bitcoin. What is bad for Winekiss is bad for Bitcoin. So you better look at the mirror and accept your fate that if you don't send Winekiss one sat, you are bad for Bitcoin. I don't meet the rules.
This is virality, you know? Like, imagine if this catches on. Like, you go around the whole world. Like, country of Japan gives the population of Tokyo in Bitcoin to Winekiss. And then, like, the news channel over there covers it. Then we have, like, freaking
viral moment.
New York Times. Like, yeah, this one little kid that is homeless
hardly
is now
a
crowdfunded... I'm a kid now.
You're going to be in bull market vibes. So you're going to look like a homeless bum, and it's more like a man.
Is it weird that I think that I'm like 19 years old?
No, I think I'm like 21.
21?
Yeah, just barely old enough to drink. It's kind of where I think I am. Anyways, we got some more comments in here, Wine. Opti's DMs with Kate Paul says, I will sned Wine 69K to cover all of Climax, New York, and he follows it up, and another 69K to cover Buttsville, New Jersey. What do you got thoughts of this?
Buttsville, New Jersey. I mean, sned it, honestly.
Sned it. Dude, don't tempt There's us with a good time.
The zip code of 69420 is... or I don't know if it's 42069, is in Kentucky.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. Jamie, pull that up. Melbourne, Kentucky.
Wow.
42069. So let's see what the population of Melbourne, Kentucky is. Melbourne, KY population. All right, so it's a population of 787 human beings.
780, what'd you say? 787 sats.
Million. 787 million people live in Melbourne, Kentucky.
787 million? That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, the population of the U.S. happens to be 350 million, but double that amount is in Melbourne. So if you want to conquer Melbourne, Kentucky, SNED.
SNED SAT. SNED. Okay.
SNED.
All right. SNED. Tucson, we have a clarification by Mr. Robot. He says, Tucson was saying my portfolio voice in quotation marks. Do you remember your portfolio voice? I think he kind of got it. You just a little more animated on Red Bull during the conference.
Yeah, I think it's higher pitch. Oh, my portfolio.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's like the Aussies. Earlier, my portfolio.
Earlier, my portfolio.
Earlier, my portfolio.
Okay, so we are about to hit the hour mark, Wyan. How long do we want to go tonight? But I do have an update on our poll of will Matt O'Dell stay humble this next bull run? It is in the nest if you had not voted. We are at 44 votes, and 52% say no, he will not stay humble. So let's recap. Let's recap some of these top signals. We have calculating your net worth based on your age bracket, trying to see if you are in the 1% or at least in the top 10%. We have flash in the pan pop artists making Bitcoin / crypto songs. We have your parents buying Bitcoin. Wyan, what was yours? What was the third one?
How's your trade going?
Oh, yeah. How's your trade going by cute Asian NFTs, girls? NFTs, obviously.
The next Ethereum scam.
The next Ethereum scam, which is just Ethereum itself.
I can't wait for the next Ethereum scam, honestly.
If it's a it's going to be Fedcoin, just full blown Fedcoin. Just like.
Or environment coin.
We're already at environment coin. It's just going to really be. It's going to just be
CO2 coin.
Full integration with the U.S. government and treasury. It's just going to be, actually, I was going to say OFAC compliant nodes, but we're already there.
CO2 creds.
CO2. It's going to be just complete rebrand to Weefcoin. World Economic Forum coin. Actually, we're already there. Shit, man. They're going to have to pull something out their ass to rebrand this scam. But
Oh, they'll think of something.
But to that point, I remember one of our other top signals. It is 2017 dead shitcoins being revived, starting to pump again. Celebrities on TV shilling shitcoins or on Twitter.
The next bottom signal is 58K gang coming out and about.
58K is going to be a bottom signal or a top signal?
Bottom.
That's going to be the floor, the new floor. Floor is set. Remember, floor is set.
Floor
wow.
And floor is set. It clearly wasn't. Clearly not set. Dude, I thought I was like freaking the best trader of all time because every time I smash bot, the price just mooned the next day. And I was like, yep, I have a way of setting the floor. You know, I just went to Home Depot. Bought some tiles
fucking, and cement. Floor is set.
Yo, Opti, you know the little like white rubbery thing you put to seal the edges of the floor? What's that called?
White rubbery things to seal.
Like it's like the white, like rubbery, like gooey.
But go on.
I want you to say it. That's why, because it's a funny word.
Do you know the word? I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, I know the word. You know the white ceiling
cock.
Thing?
Cock. Yes, I do know what cock is.
Cocking. That's how you set the floor, bro. You didn't fucking buy enough cock.
We didn't buy enough cocking. That is why the floor was not set. Wyan, to
more your, cock, more set floor. Cock. Set the floor.
Yes, next time we start pumping, we need more cock.
Lesson learned.
Actually, I think we have enough cock in Bitcoin.
Make it white.
Oh, shit. All right, but on your point, Wyan, we have Magoo over here's comment. What were the most obvious top signals this cycle? And he goes, idiots thought they were smart. I think he's talking to you, Wyan.
Rao, pal.
Okay,
Mike Novogratz.
Mike, dude, the tattoo, that shit. Imagine having that Luna tattoo on you right now, man.
Optimus Fields.
Yes, high functional dumb. I admit it.
Yeah, dude, I have actually something that I really need to bring up.
Get it off your chest.
That nobody brought up as a top signal.
Go on.
There were a ton of fucking Bitcoin quote unquote influencers just came in hot on the scene. Like, literally never heard of these people, and then boom, like, who the fuck is Space Boy? This guy comes in with like 100,000 followers. Who's Mike Alfred? Who's fucking Dennis Porter? Who the fuck are these people? Where did they come from?
No idea. Are we gonna get some new influencers popping out the woodworks with
1,000%?
With like, I heard Twitter had a bot purge the other day. I don't know if we probably didn't lose too many followers considering I think we only have a few highly regarded listeners.
Smash the like, buddy.
But I wonder how many of these influencers just continue down the playbook of buying followers and then just, you know, shilling garbage at the top and then at the bottom becoming shitcoin traders. It's almost like it's a cycle.
Dude, these influencers, I don't know. I wasn't on just like pure Bitcoin Twitter, but obviously you have like the OG Bitcoiners that have been around. They have the tales to tell, you know, they're respected people in the community, quote unquote community. And then you get like Mike Alfred coming in hot, like
hot.
Dennis Porter,
hot
garbage.
Okay, why? Do you have? Let's do some of our bits. We are an hour and five, so
let me. Do you have? Well, you know my issue.
Oh yeah, you got to drop out. Do you have a wines dating tip for us?
I'm not into like the whole intro right now, but
oh
shit!
And now. Your Wines Wednesday dating tips, weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
Well, this is my segment, and I'm allowed to basically just shill myself.
Yeah, this is your shill.
So, for those of you who have met me before, you probably saw me with some long, disgusting, dry hair. And a big beard, which was a look that I'm not really, I don't have a time in the market with that look. I had that for like a year, you know, I was in a backpacking homeless vibe. It does things to you. And yesterday I chopped it all off and I legit look like I'm 7 years younger. And yeah, whatever you're going for, either look younger or look older, depending on the type of women that you want.
Oh, wait, Wine, before we go on and you continue this, can you tell the people about your story where you were younger and you would lie to be older, to get older women? That's a pretty good story.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was always of the older persuasion. So when I was like mid 20s and had a little baby face, like I would just tell chicks that I'm like 33. And it worked. And I would always lie about my age and like my occupation, and I still do.
And now you just do it in reverse.
Now I kind of tail it down, you know? So you gotta lie about your age. That's my dating tip.
Wow.
Never tell them your real age.
That's a hot one. Lie about your age. Actually, you gave them two. I think the first one is actually kind of viable. Make sure you are presentable. You know, get a haircut, maybe shave. You know, look presentable. I think that's a...
Well, it depends what you're going for. You don't need to be presentable if you want, like, a backpacker chick with a toe ring and, like a single dreadlock, you know?
Where is that dreadlock, though, I think is the question.
Wherever you want it to be, obviously.
Okay. And the second one is lie about your age.
I grew out of that phase.
Lie
about your age and lie about your job, you know, because I'll tell you another story about some of my experiences overseas. I was in Italy and I basically was telling girls that I was a painter, which is like very fitting while you're there. You know, it's like Renaissance, there's art everywhere. So I was just telling girls I was a painter and I don't know, it sounded really cool.
You know, you do kind of lie about your job now, telling them you have a meme studio, even though you kind of are a professional memer, but where's
studio? It's a studio of one. What qualifies as a studio?
I'm just thinking like a studio, you know, like a painter has like a studio with like canvases and like art and like paint everywhere. And like, that's what I'm thinking of a meme studio, but like, I don't know what
you'd
have.
Like an agency, you know?
You'd have like Pepe posters on the wall or something. I don't know.
I would have an army of memers working for me, you know?
A sweatshop of memers?
Yeah, all Indian.
Oh my God.
All Sen Bob memes.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All right, we got one good comment in here before. All right, actually, Wine, do you want to jump out and do your VPN thing so we can do the last bit? Or actually, maybe before you go, Opti's DMs with Kate Paul as goes, Bitcoin incentivizes low time preference. Bitcoin incentivizes GIL fetishes. Page 69 of the Bitcoin standard.
Do you understand that?
Oh, that was perfect. Didn't mean to do that one. Yes. Opti's DMs also hit me on Twitter. Wine, you can jump out if you want and jump back in.
Before I jump out, we're preparing for the best part of the show, which is reading the lightning tips. So go to the YouTube channel or scan the QR code above in the nest, and I'm about to read this shit.
Lightning. It and simply works. You guys can get – it's lightning fast, and you can get your tips in right now while I tell this story.
ZBD is not available in my region, so I have to change my VPN.
You
got to
just jump on your VPN from the jump now that you
know. But it gets all glitchy and shit. I don't know.
Okay, anyways, jump in, jump out while I tell this story for the people here. Opti's – DMs with Kate Paws. He told me on Twitter, he basically said the same comment that Bitcoin incentivizes low time preference with your lady friend. Bitcoin incentivizes GIL fetishes, page 69 of the Bitcoin standard. And he made a really funny extra context comment on there. And he said something on the lines of, yeah, I tell my wife all the time, I don't love her. And it's like, oh, shit, that's kind of heavy. And he goes, I only love that old saggy titty version of her that's a grandma, and I do it all for that version. I was like, damn, that's some wisdom right there. He does it all for his wife when she's old. And I thought that was a beautiful thought. Shouts out to Opti's DMs with Kate Pauls. I can't wait to see what other names you're going to come up with. Anyways, Wine will be back in 1 second, guys. I think it's been a pretty fun show. We will have our last segment. This is usually the funnest segment of the show. There he is. Look at it. Perfect timing. Okay, let's get him up here. We do this live. I am waiting for tomorrow's name. Nika. What I love saying. Okay. I can't wait. Okay, Wine. What is Gucci? Wait, we have someone that came up.
What it do, baby?
Hold on, before we go, Shadow She, do you have some comments on today's show? Do you have a top signal?
You talking about girls or are you talking about markets?
Whatever you want to do, bro. Whichever way you want to go.
You talking about tops, bro? You talking about tops.
We talking about tops. Yo, all right. Well, that's a good comment. Let's see. Wow, we got a Bored Ape NFT. Tell me about your top signals, sir. I think I'm watching them live.
Yo, this is a top signal for sure. So bro, apes going to zero.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Awesome. Okay, wait, where'd Wine go? Wine. There he is. Okay, I'll bring you up a speaker.
Hold
on, guys. I'll keep the space going for a little bit, but let's end the show for the YouTube friends and for the content. Are you ready, Wine?
Yep, you hear me? Okay,
hold on, I got you. Before we go, we do have an intro bit.
And now it's time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Huddle, and the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine.
Read the tips, Wine.
Yeah, that's a horny ass dog, dude. It's a horny dog. It's a horny dog.
Boot him off. Boot him off.
Uh oh. You're getting him mad. You're getting him mad. We'll bring.
I'll
bring you back up in a minute. Respect the bit. All right, Wine. Are you ready?
Respect the bit.
Okay, Wine. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Opti. And let me tell you something. This is not our highest grossing show, but we do have enough stats to cover the population of Melbourne, Kentucky.
Okay, but hold on, Wine. Do your shill. At least do your shill.
What's my shill?
Lightning Network. It simply works. It is lightning fast. And lightning. You can get your tips in right now before the show ends.
Yeah, I was getting to that. but yeah, guys, ZBD Lightning, it works fast. Our YouTube stream has the QR code. It's on the Nest. And you can simply send your tips as I'm reading them and keep the show going on forever.
Forever. It's lightning fast. It's the easiest way
to advertise. It's a matter of 500 sats.
This is for mass adoption. We do the trolling live so that you guys can see that lightning works. Go Whine for our first troll of the
Melbourne,
night.
Kentucky. The zip code is 42069. The population is 787. And Optimus, this first tip was for 500 sats. And it says, "Look at me. I'm the sponsor now," by Diogenes the Great.
Let's go. Okay. Beautiful.
The next tip is for 500 sats. And it says, "FOMO Smash by."
FOMO Smash by.
I think Shadow She might have been the next one that tipped this because it's for 500 sats and it says slappy tappy.
Let's go.
That's a top signal if I ever heard of one. She gave me slappy tappy. I said, "Girl, don't stop me." All right. The next one, get the soundboard ready because the next tip. It's for 500 sats, and it says, "Perfect."
Oh, dude, you gotta prepare me for that.
Perfect. Smash it. Yes, Kanye West did copy us on the perfect on perfect, the first perfect, 2 seconds perfect, of part perfect, two. Perfect. All right. The next tip, Opti, get the soundboard ready. It's for 1,000 sats, and it says, "Amazing," and maze is M-A-I-Z-E as in corn, which is amazing. A Labrador joke. Shouts out to Labra.
Shouts out to Labra. We miss everyone's favorite Labrador.
Amazing.
We got two more tips in, Opti, unless the audience, the six of you watching, decide to send one more tip. But yes, Opti, this next one says, "Here's 500 sats to get you to stop talking about one sat."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whoever that big baller was almost covered the entire zip code of 42069 from Melbourne, Kentucky. And our last tip of the day, Optimus Fields, was by our favorite robot, Mr. Robot. And he says, "More cock, send floor."
Yes, we need more cock to secure the floor next time, guys. This is uncontentious.
Yes, we need to set a stronger floor, buy more cock, place more cock, put the cock on the floor. Secure the walls with your cock.
Oh my god. Yo, we need to see some cocking memes. I need some cocking memes.
Who's like the person that will spread it out? You know, we have Rope in here. He's definitely gotta be part of the meme studio army.
Everyone's stealing Rope's memes, so maybe he can be the one. It seems like that's Labra's job, but Labra's incognito right now, so.
Oh, Opti, the tips are not over. Oh my God.
Lightning still works. Amazing.
Optimus Fields, not only did we cover the entire zip code of 42069 Melbourne, Kentucky, but we got 10,000 sats.
Yo.
And somebody said spam. They're literally just spamming the show.
Yeah, Lightning is not vaporware. Wait, hold on. Before we end.
And we have another one. Hold on. We do have another one.
Hold on. Before we end, we got a Bitcoiner here, and it says his bio says Maven, Bitcoiner, and remodeler. So maybe he can say a word or two about caulking the floor.
Oh, dude. I am totally planning on shooting some, like, fucking footage of me doing some
maybe
and making memes out of it. I'll throw that shit in a Telegram.
Tag.
I don't know if I heard.
Oh, he said he's going to definitely make some memes of him caulking the floor. So we got you, Ryan. Okay. We got you.
Yeah, my doesn't work for everyone.
Tag the BK account and we'll get it up there. Okay, Wine. The last comment, unless we got some more people cocking our ZBD tips. The last
ZBD tip, or forever hold your peace, is for 500 sats, and it says, please say cock again.
Cock.
Cock.
If you're floor
Plebs, we need you to smash by friends. More corn. DCA, set the floor. Cock the floor.
Cock the floor.
Okay.
But yeah, those are the tips of the week.
All right, hold on. You can't hear him. Apparently, yours is messing up.
Gus.
Yeah, I can't.
Can I talk for a second?
I got you, bro. Thanks. You're good to go.
First of all, I want to say rope.
I'm going to come back.
continue, Gus.
I love the caulking. I love the big caulking. All everything you're doing. I would like to say it to Rope, like, Rope, dude, like, you're the fucking man. Like, what I'm trying to get at is, you can caulk my floors.
Yo,
shut up, bitch.
Okay. Hey, hold on.
How much is going to cost?
Hold on, I got one more for you.
I am simping.
Ooh woo. We're doing ooh woos.
Oh man, amazing. All right, well, I don't think we could have ended this show any better. So guys, we appreciate your time. As you guys know, we are working on a new ratio here on Bitcoin Kindergarten. It is three highly regarded shows and one show of Signal. So I think we got about two or three more because we gave you two solid Signal shows the last couple of weeks. So I think we're just going to come here next week and figure out some way to have some fun on Wednesday night. But we appreciate everyone. We appreciate all your time. I hope you guys had some lulls. I'm sure there was actually kind of some Signal there. If you guys really, you know, dig between all the noise tonight, you will understand that this Yo, next Opti. Bull run. Oh, he's back. What's up?
We have a pretty big guest in the audience. I don't know if you see him.
Who be that?
We have Billy Macdo in the house.
Oh shit, Billy Macdo! Put the team on his back, though.
Billy Macdo live in the flesh.
Wow, let's go. Okay, so we almost forgot.
The King of Costco.
Wine, we almost forgot our Billy Macdo shout out. And look, we got Billy Macdo in the flesh.
All right, drop a beat. Where's my rap?
Oh snaps.
Yo, Billy Macdo also might have promised us that he will be our guest speaker next week.
Oh, snaps.
Well, he's coming after Bitcoin pleb culture.
Controversial. Oh. Cast iron is hipster bullshit. Oh. Maxis are bullshit. I'm in.
Come at me.
Foreshadowing. We're come foreshadowing next week.
Wow, you guys are not going to want to miss this. Anyways, Wine.
Yo, come at me.
Hold on, Wine. Do I put on a beat real quick for you? I got my other computer right here.
Dude, Billy Macdo has full authority on whatever happens in this show. Okay. So
I don't give a fuck about authority.
Hold on, maybe a
wrap up to wrap up.
Yeah, there we go. All right, Wine, what beat do you want?
Goes,
boo, 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 like that. Do that one.
Maybe Billy Macdo can just beatbox for me.
Oh, bars.
Boo, ba, boo, boo, ba.
Hey.
Ba, boo, boo, ba.
Let's wrap it up. I'ma wrap it up. If you know what I mean, I'ma wrap it up so I don't share my seed. because I like to have greed.
I'm gonna wrap it up because I don't want to share my scene. All right, I don't think we could top that tonight.
I might be a philosopher.
Philosopher king. Philosopher.
I could use. I could use a real beat too because that was bars. I'll just put that on production.
Okay. Here. What's the beats I usually give you? What's the beat we did last time? You had some Dirty South beats.
Jimmy's still tipping.
Oh, that's the one. Okay. All right. Real quick, guys. The beat won't sound as good because I don't have it coming through my computer, but you'll get it through the mic.
Again? Yo, Billy Mac, though. I'm going to wrap it up with a wrap up. You gotta wrap it up, so don't share your seed, cause I like the greed. Bitcoin's what I need. I'ma fucking feed the floor with my cock. That's how I walk, that's how I talk. Listen up, Billy Mac, no, this the end of the show, so y'all know that I got the flow. Signing off, yeah, we'll kick it on next week, though. Motherfucking pause.
Okay, all right, that's enough for tonight. Thank you, Winekiss. Freestyle hour complete. I'll have to figure out a way to get you the audio straight into here somehow. Amazing.
It works.
That works for good enough. Diogenes says to wrap this up. Good show. Bottom is in. Let's go. All right, guys.
Set the floor, place the clock, place the cock, spread the cock.
Place the cock on the floor. Feel
the floor.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess we got a guest next week, guys. We will be back every Wednesday, 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. unless I say otherwise. All right.
We got Billy next week.
We got Billy McDo. Put the team on his back, though.
Coming after pleb culture.
Let's go.
It's going to be fire.
Let's go. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Peace out.